This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. It's January 16th, and for this one, we are opening up some old, creaky, leather-bound history books and going back to 1905. Did you know that hockey's Stanley Cup was a Challenge Cup for a period of time? From 1893 through 1914, the cup was awarded to the top hockey team in Canada, but that team could be challenged to play for the cup by another top team, and sometimes were asked by several teams throughout a year to defend the cup against a challenge. Well, on this day in 1905, it was Game 2 of the best-of-three series between the Ottawa Silver Seven, the forerunners of the Senators, and the Dawson City Nuggets. The Silver Seven were the current cup holders and were challenged by Dawson City in the summer of 1904. The challenge was accepted, and the series was set up to begin in January 1905. Now, forget about what you know now about best-of-three series, where each team gets at least one home game. No matter how near or far, back then the current cup holders hosted the series. And hockey historians wonder why Dawson City's challenge was allowed to go forward, since they did not hold any championship titles. But it was. Now, if you're thinking that I'm setting you up for some kind of David beats Goliath tale, I am not. It was a slaughter by every definition of the word, except in a literal sense. But before we get to that, imagine this. The Dawson City Nuggets were from the Yukon mining territory, and Ottawa is nowhere close to that. And if you are as challenged by Canadian geography as I am, then it will help to know that Dawson City is in northwest Canada, very near Alaska, and due east of Fairbanks, while Ottawa is due north of Syracuse, New York. It was a journey of more than 4,000 miles. And again, this is 1905, where traveling was a bit different. First, it was a 330-mile journey by sled dog to catch a train. The men all wore blisters on their feet from walking and running behind the sled dogs for a good portion of that first leg to Whitehorse, where they caught a train to Skagway, Alaska, which is on the coast, so they could take a steamer to Vancouver. But the team was 2 hours late and their ship had sailed already. They were stranded for 5 days in Skagway, waiting for another one. After they made it to Vancouver, the team boarded another train on January 6th for the 5-day journey across Canada, arriving in Ottawa on the 11th, and then the first game was scheduled to be on the 13th. Ottawa refused to move the dates. So, how did that first game go? Not great for Dawson City. Ottawa won 9-2. Game 2 was set up for January 16th, and the game that prompted today's episode. Ottawa had a player by the name of Frank McGee, and he dominated the action in Game 2, scoring a total of 14 goals as Ottawa won 23-2, and they held on to Lord Stanley's Cup. That 23-2 score was the most lopsided result in Challenge Cup history. So the team that dog-sled, walked, ran, tramped on trains and a steamer for nearly a month played 2 games and lost by a combined score of 32-4. Oh, and Ottawa treated Lord Stanley's Cup about like they treated the Nuggets. In celebrating their cup defense, one Ottawa player attempted to boot the trophy over the Rideau Canal, but failed, and the cup crashed into the ice below and remained there until the following day. Also on this day in 1972, The Dallas Cowboys won Super Bowl VI, beating the Miami Dolphins 24-3. And in 1970, baseball's Curt Flood filed his civil lawsuit against Major League Baseball, challenging the reserve clause. If you would like to learn a little bit more about that, check out the December 24th episode of This Day in Sports History, when Flood initiated his challenge unofficially in a letter sent to Commissioner Bowie Kuhn. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.